The University of Wisconsin Medical School's Training in Urban Medicine and Public Health, or TRIUMPH program, was founded 9 years ago in an effort to better prepare students for the realities of practicing medicine in urban communities. While the medical school is part of the university's Madison campus, the TRIUMPH program is based here in Milwaukee and partners with a number of organizations and providers in the city.
Since it was created, dozens of students have gone through the program, and all of them have selected residencies in urban areas. TRIUMPH is now headed by Dr. Shersti Knox, who is a physician at the Aurora Sinai Family Care Center. She joins us now, along with Dr. Teresa Umhafer-Witry, who is Associate Director of TRIUMPH, in addition to being a pediatrician and child and adolescent psychiatrist at Wheaton Franciscan in Racine. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's truly a pleasure.
Can you speak more to the realities of practicing medicine in an urban environment that the TRIUMPH program seeks to address?
We know that health is dictated by many things, but over half or at least half of that are social and environmental factors, like social, your economic status, your environment that you live in, those sorts of factors.
Those are the sorts of factors, though, that doctors can't necessarily fix the way they can fix a broken arm or you know, heal strep throat.
We can't necessarily fix them in the office, but I think what's really important for us to recognize and for any caregiver to recognize is how much they influence health and how much we need to take those into account in any encounter with the patient and with our communities. And one of the goals of the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health is to improve population health and public health. And so being able to identify what those factors are and then work with our partners in the community on how we can improve them is really, really important to taking care of our patients.
Well, so how does that work on a practical level?
Well, I think one of the major things with the TRIUMPH program is that they leave Madison, which is where the traditional medical curriculum is, and they come to Milwaukee. And not only are they doing the standard medical curriculum that all of their peers at Madison are doing, but they also have additional coursework focused on community engagement. They have a longitudinal community health project that really gets them involved on a more ground level with organizations that are doing some of this work here in Milwaukee to address different social determinants of health. So it's really in addition to the standard medical curriculum that these students take on when they join the TRIUMPH program.
Is the assumption that someone who is going through the TRIUMPH program, is it the assumption that person is going to graduate and go on to practice medicine in an environment either like Milwaukee or Milwaukee itself?
Yes, that's the goal. So one of the main additional goals is to train physicians who can work in urban underserved areas. And what we've found so far with our graduates is that all of our graduates have gone into residencies that serve urban underserved communities. And many of them have continued, of those who have graduated from residency at this point, have come back to Milwaukee to practice or are going into other urban underserved environments.
Can we talk more specifically about the kinds of social issues that are, you know, social determinants? You know, why is it different when you're seeing somebody in, you know, who might have diabetes in an urban setting versus in a suburban setting?
I mean, I think that there are a lot of different factors that go into the special set of challenges that come for caring for the kind of urban underserved population. You know, everything from the environment in which they live, their access to fresh foods at grocery stores, their access to medical care, their ability to get to medical care due to a lot of transportation issues. And also, you know, the mistrust that some of these populations have with the medical system, or their immigrant populations that haven't, you know, assimilated into the system. It's just a unique set of challenges that we don't often think of with patients from more suburban type areas. Also, you have to consider the violence that they're exposed to, you know, in their environments. It's just a unique set of needs that if you're not aware of them and not asking the right questions, you can completely be missing the mark and being like, why isn't this getting any better? I've told you everything to do. But if they can't get to the pharmacy to get the medication, or they don't have the money for the copay, or they can't afford the right foods, or they don't have transportation to get to the doctor's office. I mean, these are all things that are impacting, you know, say diabetes, but for many other diseases as well.
And what I would add to that is that at least in my own practice, what I've seen is that the effects of racism, the effects of violence or trauma, those aren't things that you necessarily see on someone's skin or on the outside, but we see that manifest itself in things like high blood pressure. And I know people who have worked across the country and across the globe say that until Milwaukee, they were working in Milwaukee, they'd never seen such high blood pressures in patients. So we see those stressors manifest themselves in different ways.
So with that kind of enhanced understanding, how does your approach to say something like high blood pressure change?
First of all, I think the conversation about access to food, like Teresa was talking about, is an important one. Just asking what else is going on, in particular if we're seeing changes that fluctuate from one visit to the next, that are extreme changes, saying, okay, what's going on today? We haven't seen your blood pressure. Does that surprise you? And often with just asking some of those simple questions that open up the door for patients to respond and share, well, actually, this or that thing has happened this week that really is causing a lot of stress for me or for my family that I'm working through.
What do you think it is that attracts some medical students to this particular work? And I guess what was it that attracted each of you to doing this work as well?
I think I honestly went into medical school thinking, you know, that this was the type of population that I wanted to serve and that my skill set could be best used by. My mom was a social worker growing up, so our house was always full of these types of stories. And I think from that, you know, really felt like this is where the work needs to be done. And it was actually my training in the Triumph program that led me to pursuing a combined residency in pediatrics and child and adolescent psychiatry and adult psychiatry, because I really saw the need for mental health services for this population and how not only the kids but the adults are really kind of suffering. And if you can't address that, you really can't address, you know, their entire well-being. And so for me, you know, just being exposed to it, you know, from stories from my mom growing up and then coming through the Triumph program really has solidified that, you know, this is kind of where I'm meant to work and use my skills.
Sharcy Knox, what attracted you to the field?
Well, I had the opportunity to do a Fulbright Fellowship in health policy in Sweden. And during that year, I really came to feel really passionate about thinking about how do we take care of underserved populations. And that during that time, then started to consider medicine, and which brought me to the University of Wisconsin based on their programs, both in serving underserved populations in Madison through what's called the MEDIC program, which is a free clinic program. And then while they're, again, similar to Teresa, the Triumph program developed, and it was such a great match and opportunity to come to Milwaukee. And while initially, I think the goals of the program really have been to train physicians to work in underserved areas because we need physicians. These are areas that need more physicians. Ultimately, the reason that I discovered to be in Triumph was not really to come to fix that problem, but to be able to be part of a program and a community that was looking at the assets that we had in Milwaukee and the things that all of not just Triumph, but so many people and so many programs within Milwaukee are trying to address these various health concerns from different angles. And I think that really just lit my fire even more, because being able to work with a group of people that are so passionate and can look and see the assets that are available to us is really powerful.
Do you see Triumph in a position to be a convener, or, you know, someone who can help drive the collaboration between these sort of disparate groups and organizations that exist to serve these populations? Or do you see yourself as one of the organizations that needs to be coordinated with these other groups?
I see us as both. I think in some circumstances, we're very much at the table trying to add our piece to a conversation that's already happening. At the same time, I think one of the really fun parts about what we get to do is meeting with people from the different organizations where our students work, and identifying where there are connections with other programs we're working with, and connecting people in that way too. So I think we get to do both.
How do you draw the students to this program?
Well, right now it's not a problem. We have an overabundance of applicants and people in the program, which is absolutely phenomenal. I think that as the Triumph program has expanded, I mean, it started as a very small cohort of people and now has expanded to 16, mm-hmm. as well as people with an MPH program. And now we also have second-year students. So the numbers have really expanded. And I think that people have had such a positive experience, and it's really actually drawing people to apply to the University of Madison from out of state because it's starting to really kind of get a lot of buzz with it.
I was going to ask whether there are other programs at other medical schools around the country that work in this way.
There are a few others, but I think that Triumph is really unique, like Teresa was saying, and just in our ability to expand so quickly and the amount of popularity of the program. And we're excited this year, starting Monday,
yeah.
We will for the first time be accepting, for the first time we will have second-year medical students coming. So we will be expanding the number of students that are in Milwaukee in the Triumph program by a third even. So we'll have roughly 50 students here at various points in their medical or MPH careers mm-hmm. As part of the program.
There are obviously other cities in Wisconsin with populations that are dealing with many of the same issues that the underserved population mm-hmm. in Milwaukee does. Is it your hope that students who go through Triumph will go on to those other cities, or could Triumph expand to places like Racine and Kenosha and Green Bay and other cities where, you know, there are likewise some very underserved populations?
Well, right now we're very excited about growing the program within Milwaukee. We're not planning at this point to expand to those cities, but I think we are. We're excited, for instance, to have Teresa working in Racine and other graduates in other places that can carry the lessons that they've learned with us here to wherever their practice is.
Are there other ideas? You were talking about how second-year medical students are mm-hmm. now going to be involved. Where else does this program go from here? What's, you know, in an ideal world, what might Triumph look like in 3 or 4 or 5 years?
Man, it's hard to say because even in the time since I've been in the program and Sharesteed has done in the program, it's expanded tremendously. I mean, I think one of the biggest expansions has been the MPH option mm-hmm. where students can kind of take a year to complete their MPH, which is kind of a natural fit with a lot of these community health projects. And then it's just expanded it so much in terms of numbers now. I can't even think of where it could go from here.
One thing that we're really excited about is that a lot of the curriculum that we use here in Milwaukee with the Triumph students has actually expanded back to Madison mm-hmm. and is being incorporated into the common curriculum for all of our medical students. So we're happy that we've been able mm-hmm. to inform the curriculum there, and I think that's an ongoing role that we can play for the medical school. But here in Milwaukee, we, with close to 50 students in different projects. One of the great things is just continuing to expand the number of different organizations that we work with as we learn more and more about what other people are doing in the city and how we can contribute.
But your previous point is an interesting one, that the idea that even if you're not in the Triumph program, there are lessons to be learned from the kinds of things that are being dealt with in it, regardless of where you go on to practice medicine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think a lot of times the issues that we see in healthcare are amplified in urban settings, but they're important lessons for anyone to learn, regardless of where you're practicing as well.
Sharesty Knox is a physician at Aurora Sinai Family Care Center in Milwaukee and director of the UW Medical School's Triumph Program, Training in Urban Medicine and Public Health.
Teresa Umhafer-Witry is associate director and also a pediatrician and child and adolescent psychiatrist at Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare in Racine. You'll find a link to more about Triumph at WUWM.com.